Mike Smith is with us, and I'm really pleased to acknowledge Mike's skin in the game, so to speak. And Mike put a challenge that he wanted to take some of our largest emitters to task for the way that they continue to pump the byproducts of their profit-making into the atmosphere, pretty much able to get away with blue murder. He's won the right to sue seven big polluters for their role in causing climate change. The Supreme Court reinstated Mike's case. It was thrown out by the Court of Appeal on the basis there was no reasonable basis for argument. They thought that, hey, one guy can't hold all these big polluters, big companies, Genesis, Zed, Fonterra, and others. But that's now gone in Mike's favour, and it's great to hear. Thanks for joining us on the show again, Mike. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Darryl. Nice to talk to you again.
When did you first put this kaupapa on the table for consideration, Mike? How long has this been?
We filed the proceedings in 2019, so it was, you know, five years ago, I guess.
Well, there you go. Very satisfying from your perspective, but isn't it interesting that different fora see this quite differently? The Court of Appeal says, oh, look, you've got no chance. You'd be wasting everyone's time, Mike. But the Supreme Court said, hey, you know, one man can stand and make a challenge, which you will now be able to mount. What does it say to you about our legal system?
I guess the legal system reflects the morality of the times, wherever we are and what point in history. And so, like, for example, I don't know, back in the 1920s or 30s, the idea of women's rights or gay rights or Indigenous rights wouldn't have got a look in because of the morality of the time. But, you know, as society gets more sophisticated and we move on with our thinking, you know, the time arrives when these types of cases become viable. But I must say, I'm not just taking it on my behalf, even though I'm this, you know, the sole litigant. It's really, it's on behalf of everybody and generations unborn, Dale.
And I appreciate what you're saying there, Ehwa. Talk with us about the actual case. You're suing companies. Have you come up with a figure or taken advice from senior counsel? Who's assisting you to ensure you have the best chance of success when you do get your day in court with the big emitters?
Yeah, so it's usually when people sue others in court, it's usually for monetary compensation for whatever the issue is. Well, that's not what we're doing in this case. We're suing the polluters and we're asking the court to issue orders around compliance and enforcement that are going to compel the companies to start reducing their carbon footprint. And so that's the remedy that we're seeking. It's not a financial case that we're after. We want action that's going to safeguard the future for our, you know, for all people, not just Māori, but everybody living not only in this country but in the world. You know, we've just, that's our sacred responsibility, I guess, is to, you know, grandparents and parents, is to protect protect the viability of life for our children and mokopuna. So that's the outcome that we're seeking, Dale. In terms of who's helping us, we've got a really good team of lawyers, obviously, who are able to turn around that Supreme Court decision to strike out our case and to get it back in front of the courts again. And so, that's our legal team comprises of Abby Salmon, KC, who used to be QC, and Michael Hurd, another very good lawyer, Kate Simcock, and Sam Humphreys, who are prosecuting the case for us. So we're very grateful to their efforts.
Tēnā koe. KCs don't come cheaply. How are you funding the challenge?
Yeah, so we got together with these law firms, and they agreed to take the case pro bono. So there's no cost to me immediately. There could be, if we lose the case and if there's substantive costs awarded against me, that'll be another story. So I guess, there's not too much expenditure out the front, but there's some financial risk depending on the outcome.
Mike, What are you hoping this sends as a message to our people? What I'm taking from it is that one man can make a difference, even through our intricate legal system. A person can take big organisations to task, can challenge them through our court system. What message do you hope that it sends to Hone and to Hine out in Tau Māori about their abilities to stand their ground individually, even though they seem as though they're up against some sort of monolith?
Yeah, I guess, well, that's the interesting aspect of this case that's being certainly scrutinised by the legal profession, not only here in Aotearoa, but also internationally as well. There's a lot of interest on these types of cases in terms of the precedents that they set. And, you know, that the little people, you know, like me and others can take the big guys to court, essentially. And, so that's a great thing about the law, I suppose, in that regard. It's meant to be, justice is meant to be blind, and these issues are argued on their merits as opposed to, you know, the interests or the position or the prestige of whoever's taking the cases or the defendants, as the case may be. It's we're very grateful that we can do that, and we've got the type of legal assistance to help us.
You know, mate, it doesn't give me a lot of confidence in our legal system that the Court of Appeal says, oh, Mike, you're kidding. Out you go, mate, you've got no chance. But then the Supreme Court says, yes, and interestingly, unanimously support your right to your day in court as an individual against the big corporates. But we wah-wah our court system at times, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I guess you could say that in history would, you know, if you look at the history of Māori and the courts and taking legal action, it's been a mixed kind of bag, for sure. But once again, I think, you know, once again, the legal system just trails along with the morality of the times. And, I mean, it's undeniable. The jury's out in terms of the scientific consensus on climate change. We all know that it's real. We know that the impacts are being felt. We know that it's a very serious issue. And it does require, attention at speed and scale. We've really got to up our game in terms of cutting back on emissions. And so what we wanted to do is just to put that pressure on the companies to start taking the action that they need to take.
Tēnā koe, Mike. You're the spokesperson for the Iwi Chairs Forum. It met last week at Waitangi, raising important issues. I'm assuming they have your back as you mount this challenge. Is that the case? And when might we expect to hear this one roll out in court?
I purposefully took this as an individual because of the potential liabilities for costs. And I didn't want to put anybody in the frame to have punitive costs issued against them, you know, because that could be in the tens of thousands of dollars, even more. Because the amount of lawyers, you can imagine, with seven companies on trial, the room, there are just rows and rows and rows and rows of very expensive legal teams defending it. And if they were to apply for costs and succeed, you know, that's going to run into the, there's going to be a huge amount of money. So, yeah, Dale, I didn't want to put anybody in the frame for that. I guess we're looking for the biggest outcome for them, for the least investment or the least amount of risk, I guess. And I'm happy to do that. And the outcome is, it would be beneficial to everybody. So that just seems like a good thing to do.
Well, you're putting yourself in the firing line, literally, e hoa, and it could run into, if substantive costs are awarded to the companies, and you've got a front up, could be talking six figures, so and more. So, I respect what you're your willingness to do so, Mike. Look, it's good news. As mentioned, we're hoping that you'll get your day in court. When are you hoping that might be? What, half a year away or closer or further?
Yeah, well, it needs to be soon. And one of the things that in the judgment was that the panel of judges said that the window of opportunity is rapidly closing to get effective judgments that'll reduce emissions. So we need to do this quickly. So I hope that's reflected in the scheduling of the case and that we get to get in front of the courts again this year.
Tēnā koe, Mike. Thanks for all your mahi, all your efforts in this space.
And, me koe, hoki tau.
Yeah, well, we're here to tautoko you and getting messages out about what's going on. Ngā mahi, Mike, it's good to catch up with you. Tōkiri te hira hira. Tēnā koe, mauri ora.
Kia ora,
mate.